Hello, everyone. This is Allison Nolan here with AMC Press and Co. Tonight we have a very good show planned, as long as everyone could get through. Which, I don't know why, but Blog Talk Radio seems to be having its issues. Before we get started, here's our disclaimer.
Hello, and welcome to AM Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
So, tonight we're going to be having a very fun show, as long as everyone could get in. Oh, and Red Hood is here.
Yes, I'm here. What the fuck do you want? I mean, really? Why? Why am I here? Anyway, what's up? What do we want?
We're discussing... we were just about to get started with all of our discussion for the night.
Yes, right. So we start the news with this clipping. It's not really clipping, but an accidental face on Facebook. Well, a man, or rather a prisoner, from the UK... Douglas Ward is serving time for firearm offence. Swiped himself for £110 night in an exclusive luxury hotel. Enjoys two nights before being with his wife before being caught. Now, normally on this show we do this kind of story, just not in.
Tonight,
we've decided to go back to the old route of how we used to do things, and Winston just added in features, you know, because that's the way we roll. And for a couple of episodes, we forgot how we rolled, and we just did straight news stories, and we can't have that on the Press and Co., can we? No, we fucking will. We can't, and we won't. We need more anarchy. And we've just gotten our mojo back. So, let's continue. Right. So, the dangerous prisoner, quote-unquote, who walked out of his jail cell and checked out to the luxury hotel for two nights, when only being caught and he bragged to his excursion on Facebook.
Oh, brilliant,
and
right?
He's 26. And he's serving firearms. Can you imagine how that went? Yes, Mr. Ward. Yes. You're being accused of having firearms.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Lovely.
Great. And so, I'm going to go to Her Majesty's Prison, Sea Camp, North Sea Camp, to near Boston, Lincolnshire, to set out my sentence. Well, then, enjoying a secret tryst with my wife. Ward was... Now, what he didn't know was that Autism Speaks, the worldwide organization who doesn't promote autism, was promoting their president in the Grand Ballroom within the lovely brick building. Sucks for him. all them. And so basically, you know, for all intents and purposes, he escapes. Now, not only was the following true, but Wong was so fucking brazen about it, he took to social media to brag that it was a good time while having posted pictures he and his missus were enjoying drinks from the minibar. Could you imagine what the guys at North Sea Camp were saying? Yeah, so you enjoyed your 3 days of freedom. How is that?
Are you kidding me?
That is fantastic. You know,
brilliant.
Just fucking brilliant. Had a fuck off with the messes and then a fuck off with the minibar. You know, I mean, what could be better? Right? But, fuck it. Mr. Kramer Brown said that Ward's wife used the name Ellen Thompson when she checked in, adding the hotel manager described her as having an orange complexion, which basically looked like a new Balloonpa at Christmas time.
Mm.
And she also used a fake can, which also made her look like an Oompa Loompa with large, very large breast implants. So then, so then they took him to his room, and the next morning the manager saw a female, and the room was tidy and clean, but there was some damage to an antique chair. The front leg was completely broken. Why? Because, well, when you're getting drunk in a minibar, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that you want to do, really, is fucking drink. That's very clear. You know, two shots of gotten vodka, down.
Right.
Three shots of vodka and a martini, further down.
Right.
Vina looking like Sean Connery, fucking priceless. Now, you know how I like to play these things. Being asshole at it. But, so, yeah, the Autism Speaks President. The chair was completely broken. She said she'd defended by sitting at the desk doing some work when a chair collapsed underneath her and damaged the leg in the process, and she claimed she had to go to the hospital. But the husband the hotel manager was concerned that there might be some compensation claim or complaint, so they said they would be excused from the cost of the room.
Oh.
Now, she said she was unable to drive them back. What?
Were they wrong? Or
no, they were
wrong.
Of course they're not wrong. Anyway. So, they did someday, if he was asked out to which he replied that he was only out for the day. Now, to out for the day, and Mr. Kramer Brown said that at North Sea Camp we have roll calls at 5 a.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. and midnight. He was able to relate these checks, and it's not entirely clear on whether he returned or he wasn't checked in. Were you checked in? No, I fucking wasn't checked in, so fuck you. Anyway, let me get back to my fucking self. Ward, who is originally from Darlington, admitted to the three charges of escaping from prison on August 30th, August 31st, and September 8th. He was very confused on the September issue. He thought it was December in September. So, but he was also ordered to pay £9.5 and a £100 victim surcharge. So that's about £1,000. You know, the scandal, quote unquote, to the latest hit in the category D, open prison, has 420 inmates, including a number of convicted murderers, I'm hoping that ends a lot of sentences. So, a bunch of dying twats and some white collar people.
Right.
So, earlier this year, not only did he escape, but Alan Wilmont, 49, was convicted of raping a woman while on a day from release from a life sentence for multiple rapes. So, whoops, there goes another fucking piece of shit. So, and then in June 13, 2013, convicted rapist Nikki Sudden, then 26, carrying out a terrifying night-point sex attack on a woman dog walker in Grantham Park, and being deemed safe enough to work in the community while serving the life sentence, then had 7 previous sex attacks. Everybody's out, right, on this. The Ministry of Justice spokesperson said, "We always have been clear that those offenders who abscond from the open prisons will face consequences. In this case, the evidence is that commitment." What commitment?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you talking about? What commitment? As I see it, a commitment to the minibar and sex. That's a commitment. Now, raping people, also a commitment. It takes commitment to rape people. Or berate people.
Right.
Or, you know, put them at knife point.
Right.
And then write a scandal. Sucks for you on the top. Now, also, open prisons provide the most effective means for risk assessed prisoners to be tested in the community before the release due to their to reduce their chances of offending upon release. Abscons are down 25% over the last 10 years, but in every case is different and needs to be taken seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, if we are to take you seriously...
Just like Gotham and Fakes.
We are to take you seriously...
Or not seriously.
Seriously. We will search you on Facebook to see if you actually exist. Now let's see. Private road leading to Her Majesty's Prison, North Hat. Seek out. Yes, Mr. Douglas Ward. Mr. Douglas Ward. Douglas.
So?
Douglas Ward. And it's fucking true. Yes. 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 And queen, yes. Anyway, things are good. And, yes, and this just in. Basically, we did say that the Autism Speaks is going to face challenges, right? Yes, that the president's stepping down, and we're very happy about that. Why are we happy about that, Allison?
Oh, because they're completely in
either. They're not helping people with autism. They're committing ableism.
And can you explain more on that?
You could also explain, too.
Yes, I can, but you're better at it.
Oh, I think we should both do it, Red Hood. Especially when you don't know if someone's being pain.
Ah, that's right, that's right. I forgot. You got picked by Texas. So, yes. Yes, they're committing ableism because of the fact that what they're doing is saying, oh, yes, we are suits and we do not support people with autism, but not really. So it's facts about autism speaks that you do not already know, since this is being broadcast on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Autism speaks.
Yes, they don't show that adults can also have autism.
Does your child hate haircuts? This barber helped a boy. Helped a boy love them.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Right. It's almost like a really bad infomercial. Does your boy hate haircuts? Can't give him a haircut. So call 1-800. That's 1-800 blank. Or 1-800 blade remover. That's 1-800 blade remover. Now, you know, come on, really. So some facts about autism speaks that they do not promote autism. Much of the autism money goes towards research, but much of that research centers on finding a way to eliminate autism. And then autism produces advertisements and small films about the burden of autistic people that are on society.
Right.
And
then
they got Alfonso Cuarón, who also directed the third Harry Potter movie, with an ominous voice saying things like, I am autism, I know where you live.
Right.
I work faster than pediatric AIDS, cancer, and diabetes combined, and I will make sure your marriages fail. Really? Last time I saw marriage fail, it was not because you were autistic. It was because you didn't do anything.
Right.
I got drunk. That's why my marriage failed. I got drunk. God snatch. I didn't support the kids. God snatch. I had a kid named autism with autism. What? You know, come on. Then, autism speaks to only spend 3% of their budget on family services, and on the rest, they host walks and balls and...
Oh, yes, all to help them fund ableism.
Yes! So, in short, part of the problem is that they create the stigma, which is far more difficult than the actual autistic people, like ourselves, to have our opinions matter.
And especially
Johnny, what
when
do you
they're
think
trying
of
to... Johnny's not here.
Oh, right.
Fortune. Right. I believe that any organization that is meant to help people of a certain group should help every single person who is diagnosed with a certain particular...
You could say it. Coming from.
Disorder. Disorder, such as autism, such as if you're, you should be willing to help, not hurt. First and foremost, when you hurt, there's consequences. And I should say that the consequences that are coming to you now are rightfully so. And I'm sure people who love autism speaks will go, don't say this, don't say it, don't say it, don't say this. Guess what? Cultures. Autism speaks is trying to make it seem like is not trying to help, it's hindering. So.
But yet, the funnier part about it is that they send in the hired guns, right, to say, oh yes, we advocate for autism speaks, and we advocate for autism. We're researching to find a cure.
Cure. Maybe if people understood that maybe cures are maybe not necessary, then that's about the best thing. Maybe better help families adapt and grow. And Johnny Zen.
There you go. That's better.
Yeah. So we're just talking about the downfall of autism speaks.
Thank God for injury. What happened?
People who support autism speaks would be going.
Sometimes technology decides to take a big shit on you.
Definitely. Anyway,
which would mean that autism speaks is about to fall and crumble.
I mean, is there a cure for ADHD?
It can't be cured. Okay. ADHD cannot be cured. Okay. But it's kind of funnier when you think about it.
It's almost like, so you're wanting to make a cure. But who exactly is it going to help?
Right.
It's almost like cure, so you're going to cure something that people don't actually know what is going on. Brilliant. How about you give all the money to those who actually need it instead of just going, no, I'm going to just save it for whatever means.
Right. And the funniest thing.
And by the way, Red Hood, I did post this off the current episode up on the Autism Speaks official website Twitter page, which means
we might actually get some people. This is gonna be good.
Oh, I hope.
This is going to be good.
Some people may not like it. But let's take our chances, especially since everyone is entitled to post things on different sites. And if it came down to saying something that is true, then why not?
And maybe you can give them their phone numbers as well.
come in.
Right.
Which would mean that people are, would most generally want to hear what people say, especially if you're advocates. And the fact of the matter is, some people might get bent out of shape, but what else are you supposed to do? Allow someone to go and say, oh, we're not going to show adults or kids. Maybe they should realize that autism affects everyone.
Yeah.
So, what does that do? What exactly does that help?
Yeah, it doesn't do
diddly.
Exactly, it doesn't do to me. But it does do a lot more now.
Yeah.
Then more people.
Mhm.
You know, I think the funnier part is with them getting less donation, it would make more the sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That it would make more
sense
if they just, you know, it would make sense that they just quit, because once the founders dropped off and said, I can't do this alone, then we'll just push it on to you. Then we'll push it on to another person. Then it'll create a domino effect, and then tons of shit will be going down, you know. It's funny.
Yeah.
Funny that way. In the fact that when it creates a domino effect and they're in Congress and they say, oh yes, we're working to pass the Able Act, I remember that. That was the fucking bullet.
Right, yeah, right. Which is something great.
It was just you're kidding me, you know, and really, really now? But yet, we have to cut this episode short.
Yeah, so that
we're having some technical difficulties.
I figured it out over here.
Yeah, no.
But.
Oh, Blog Talk too?
Blog Talk too. Anyway,
I figured I just get in here.
But we will see you, I guess, next Monday. And for more AMC Press & Co., please go to our website, amcpressandco.com.
And we will be, in the coming months, or weeks rather, no, in about a month and a half, we will be on YouTube and iTunes.
Yes.
Figure out everything. And we're already on Stitcher, so good on that.
Yes.
We will see you soon, and have a great, great rest of the week. Enjoy Thursday, and come on Friday, and be safe in the storm.
Yes,
have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.